This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on Dukes and Bell on a beautiful Friday afternoon. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes as we're going to take you right up to Hawks pregame. Game 6 tonight from State Farm Arena. A sold out, should be raucous crowd. Coming up tonight, pregame will be right here at 7 o'clock, 7:30 tip. Steve Holman and Mike Conney will have the call for you. And look, it's going to be a great night in Atlanta. I think there's already a lot of anticipation from people. I know you don't live in the city anymore, so probably didn't get a chance to kind of see the vibe and everything about
Drive through the city today to get to work.
I'm not saying that you waste the people on your drive in.
How dare you? Matter of fact, I saw an old neighbor of mine right in front of Dunkin' Donuts
Did you do the Queen wave? Did you give him wave?
I said, hey, Jimmy. But no, by the way, it is exciting to see people with the Hawks stuff. I mean, last time you saw Hawks flags on the side of the car, we talked about, you know, the city loves NBA. NBA playoffs always do a great number in town. We just haven't had anything to get that excited about. And last year, missing the bubble. A lot of people agree with Carl. I was like, I would love to have seen this team have that experience in the bubble. But now they're growing up, and you couldn't have a more difficult test than going up at the Garden and then being in Philly. And these guys have overcome everything. So we'll talk more about the Hawks. Our Braves insider, though, ready to rock and roll right now. Our man, Joe Patrick, is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
So we just had Chris Russo on until his cell phone crapped out last hour. He's making the Mets sound like they're unstoppable, and they've had as much adversity than we have. We're starting to slip, but first let's talk on the positives. Last night, Charlie Morton, need more of that, brother. When's the last time we saw a Braves pitcher get into the eighth inning?
No kidding. I know, right? It seems like it's even going back to last year. You know, last year it seemed like only Max Fried was the one who could go deep into a game at all. And so, it was almost like surreal to see a starting pitcher still in there in the eighth inning. And hey, credit to Charlie Morton. I was kind of curious if he was going to be a guy who really started to struggle after, you know, all this foreign substance stuff started to get, you know, MLB is obviously doing their thing to try to get rid of it. And he's a guy who spins the ball so much. I thought that maybe he would be someone who would be adversely affected by it, but it didn't seem to be that way last night. He looked like he had the best, command and just was on top of his game as much as we've seen this year. So that's a great sign. Hopefully it can continue, but, you know, clearly the Braves are going to need to be able to rely on starting pitchers not having to, you know, nearly throw no hitters in order to win games going forward.
You're a little bit surprised they used Will Smith last night, 4-0 game. It's back-to-back nights. You know, I don't know if he's got any availability tonight. I know why he pitched the other night, because he hadn't pitched since Sunday. He'd gone from Sunday to Wednesday without pitching. But I was a little bit surprised he brought Smith in last night in a non-save situation, especially in back-to-back nights, knowing that you don't have a day off until, what, Monday? You don't even have a day off. You don't have a day off until the 28th before you have your next day off.
Yeah, no, I kind of was surprised too, but I honestly think that it speaks to the fact that, you know, I think Brian Snicker, first of all, wants to try to build some kind of confidence in some of these guys, who, especially, you know, Will Smith has struggled as of late. And, you know, I think that also it just shows that Brian Snicker really needs to feel like a three-run lead is a safe situation, a four-run lead is not. But a four-run lead might be a safe situation in Brian Snicker's mind for this team, because, you know, we've seen this bullpen, you know, blow some crazy leads so far this season. I think it just was important for him to make sure that they locked down that win last night, because, you know, if that didn't happen, that would be something that would be just as deflating as anything you could possibly imagine. So maybe that's the reason. But I'm with you, Chuck. I'm a little bit surprised, because I would think that it does, in fact, his availability potentially tonight. We'll wait and see what happens.
again, we've given Snicker a lot of love because he had to juggle a lot of pitching rotations and deal with injuries in some of these division-winning seasons. But I got to be honest, Snicker's had some real boneheaded moves this year. I thought he tried to manufacture runs earlier. That's not his strong suit. And then, you know, calling out Acuna. Okay, Acuna made a mistake. He got thrown out by a mile. You know, Freddie did strike out. I mean, what was your take on this? I mean, because some people say, look, you give Dansby a pat on the back when he's aggressive and you treat Acuna like the family dog sometimes. That's what it sounds like to some Braves fans.
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad we can talk about this. You know, I totally understand the frustration, and I would say that, you know, Brian Snicker, if you were to ask him today about that situation, he probably would not have phrased it in the way that he did in that post game. But I think, honestly, a lot of people are saying, like, oh, he's, you know, targeting Acuna potentially or whatever, but I really think it's just that was the last thing that happened in the game that kind of, you know, that drove him crazy. And so, you know, he was asked about it right away, and that's immediately the thing that he's reflecting on in that moment. I really think that, you know, it's not a lot more than just that. And I think there are lots of dynamics that play into this as well. Ronald Acuna Jr. is one of the best players in all of baseball. Clearly the real guy who stirs the drink for this Braves team. And I think that, you know, Brian Snicker expects more out of those guys potentially. I would really just go back to it just being the last thing that happened. He was irked. You know, this team, I think it was clearly what he said was, to me, it was less about Ronald Acuna Jr. and it was more about the frustration starting to boil over in terms of what's happened with this team over the course of the season. It was kind of interesting for me when I was hearing it live. That was what was going through my head. And then I, you know, turned on Twitter and I saw that the way that people were reacting to it. I do think that, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr. can handle that. You know, like he has, like these guys have thick skin. I don't think that it's anything. I just feel like people blow it way out of proportion. I get why, too. And again, I will say that I don't think he would say the same thing if you were to ask him right now about that situation. But I think it was just a matter of the frustration finally boiling over for this team. And I think that that's really what it speaks to more than anything.
Our Braves reporter for 92.9 The Game, Joe Patrick's joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Joe, I haven't yelled at you. You know, I mean, I haven't talked to you in a while.
And, I know.
Look, it's been nice what Heredia and some of these guys have done, you know, substituting in left field. But as Tim Hudson famously said, the back of the baseball card doesn't lie. Think they go out and get an everyday left fielder? You think that's now kind of on the agenda? Because I think they obviously know what the situation is or is not going to be with with Marcell Ozuna at this point. Yep. You think they go find themselves an everyday left fielder?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they have to look at doing that. Whether they do that this trade window or this hot stove season remains to be seen. I do think that, you know, I've kind of been coming on doing interviews here on the radio saying, and I've been a little bit throwing some cold water on some trade situations, but I do think that if the Braves are going to go out and make a deal, they need to go out and make a deal that's not necessarily just for the rest of the season, because the rest of the season, you would really need to turn things on, not only in a hurry, but then be, you know, 600 or more, you know, winning percentage from here to the rest of the season to make the playoffs or to get to 90 wins. And so that's going to be difficult as is. So I think that if this team is going to go out and make a trade, which they definitely could do, I would look at it more long term. And I think that that's where the outfielder plays in. You know, if you can go out and actually get a quality outfielder that's going to be part of your organization for several years, then I would be willing to trade away some top prospects for that. Even though you're not, regardless, no matter what trades you make, the odds are stacked against you at this point that you're going to actually make the playoffs. I think the Baseball Reference playoff percentage for this team right now is at like 20% or something. So the deck is clearly stacked against them. But I do think that they have an opportunity in this trade window to do something that's a little bit more long term. And Chuck, like you said, I think this team knows that Marcell Ozuna is out of the picture, not just for this season, but forever. Right. And so they need to address that immediately. You know, they need to address that right now. And so this trade, you know, this portion of the season, maybe not right now, but at least when they get into July, I think that they can definitely look at addressing that position for sure.
6.5 games out right now is our Braves Insider, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. It's a Joe Patrick with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. But yeah, that's it. I mean, we had Alex Anthopoulos on earlier in the week. Still didn't really get a straight answer on Melanson, although Carl says if you read between the lines, they just didn't have enough money to address all the things they did in the offseason. To me, I mean, you don't get a cookie for signing Ozuna. That guy was right up there in the MVP battle. You never could have foreseen where it went. But Alex, Joe, to your point, could not comment because of Major League Baseball and still the process playing out on are we going to reinvest that money, which isn't being used on Ozuna. I mean, you would say we're going to have to still eat, what, John, 3 more years on that Azuna deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you need, John just touched on it, you need a left fielder. You need 3 relief pitchers. You need another starting pitcher. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, look, we know what happened. We blew it last year. We never got another pitcher. They should have forgot about the Cole Hamels experiment and got somebody big, traded whatever you had to trade to get somebody from the Rangers last year. That ship has sailed. So here's the question. What is the line in the sand when before we become the sellers and not the buyers?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I don't think that this team will actually sell in terms of, you know, trading away pieces. I just can't see that happening. I do think that the selling position for this team is to just not really make a move and just kind of, you know, bring in and get, you know, give more experience, obviously, to these young guys. And then, you know, in the media, they might try to pin it as like, oh, well, we're getting Travis d'Arnaud back. That's like trading for a catcher, you know, all these things. Oscar, you know, that's like trading for a pitcher, which is not really going to cut it this year. You know, we talked earlier in this interview, like, this team really needs a ton of help and needs to turn things around fast in order for them to be in this playoff picture. So yeah, they can go multiple different ways, but I think overall what I'm feeling is like this team needs to, whatever move they make can't just be for this year. It has to be to help set themselves up for years to follow. And that could be, you know, trading a prospect like a Drew Waters, who, you know, obviously there's lots of kind of hype around him, but you have to be willing to make those moves. And I would even, you know, when you go back to last year, I think the reason the team didn't end up bringing in a starting pitcher is I think that a lot of teams wanted Austin Riley from the Braves. I think that in the Clevinger potential deal, that's what I was kind of hearing, was that the Padres wanted Austin Riley involved in the deal. And now if you're the Braves, you're really glad you didn't do that. But I think that, you know, now you have pieces filled where you can maybe part with a Drew Waters, or, you know, I don't even want to throw whatever name out there that you want. But I think that this team right now knows the building blocks that it needs, and can afford to trade some of these guys. And we have yet to see Alex Anthopoulos really make that blockbuster move where he trades a lot of prospects for a top of the line guy. And I think that we could start, you know, I think this is the time where you need to start cashing in some of those chips, if you know what I mean, to try to bring in somebody who's really going to change the trajectory of where this franchise is going, because that trajectory was going up before this year. But now with everything that's happened, the Marcelo Zuna situation, the injuries, you really got to do something that's going to change that trajectory.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.